Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for standing by and hanging out with us and spending some time with us. We appreciate your time. I'm excited about our good friend Sean Murphy being back on the show. Sean's a great member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the people who helps companies like yours and mine find a way to be more optimistic, more positive in the workplace. And he's the co-founder of Switch and Shift, author of The Optimistic Workplace, appropriately, right? Creating an environment that energizes everyone. And he's our good friend, Sean. Welcome back.
Oh, good morning.
It's good to have you back.
Yeah, it's good to be here. It's been a little bit of time, but, it's always good to get back in the saddle.
So, I know you've been asking people the question, why it's important to not work yourself to death. Now, I have to say that I've been called a workaholic.
Me too.
And I disagreed with them. Because I know that I spend a lot of time working, but it's because I like to work.
Yeah.
But to me, a workaholic, and I wrote a piece about this years ago, a workaholic, if you wonder if you're a workaholic, what I tell people to do is check your position. Do you have friends that you're faithful to? Do you have a family? How's your family doing? Do you have a good relationship with your children? How's your health? Those kinds of things. If you're working a lot, people calling you a workaholic, when you look around and you're being successful outside your business, I don't think you're a workaholic. What do you think?
Well, I would say that you have a much better integration of your personal and professional lives, and that's what we as small business owners have to look at is, you know, and I think you've come up with three good markers, you know, family, friends, I forgot what that's
health.
Health.
That little health thing.
And, you know, just to go a little bit deeper into that, I think what, for those of us who are workaholics and small business owners, it unfortunately comes with the territory, and I say unfortunately because some of us don't know how to turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
And some signs that I think we can look for as workaholics, as small business owners, when we've crossed that line of it being too much. You know, there's this new phrase that's being tossed around called work recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And it's coming about because with technology today, with our smartphones, our tablets, we can be connected to our business much more frequently than we used to, right?
Right.
We don't have to be at the shop.
You're always on, aren't you?
Right, exactly. And what work recovery is it's your ability to do something and come down from the intensity that comes from working all the time. And unfortunately, when we don't have time to recover from work, what tends to happen is we move from what I call good stress to distress. And
mm-hmm.
distress is when we start to experience fatigue, anxiety, depression. And there's a good friend of mine who was actually diagnosed with, and this is my term, not the doctor's term, he was pre-burnout. And, you know, I think we toss around the term burnout real casually, like, oh, I feel burned out. But from a doctor's perspective, there's a physical impact, and
right.
burnout actually could take years to recover
right.
from.
Well, and another marker that I'd like to put in there is a fourth one, is productivity. You know, if you're not being productive, that's probably a good sign that you're approaching burnout. If you have a lot of anxiety about your business, and you know, another thing we have to point out too, Sean, is it also has something to do with where you are on the time continuum of your business. If you're in the early stages, if you're in the survival mode of your business, and you're like some of the things we're talking about here, that's kind of unavoidable for a lot of folks. I know I was like that. When you're undercapitalized, you're trying to get a business out of the ground, it's almost unavoidable to be a workaholic, to be, you know, maybe some things have to be forsaken. If you're going to get it out of the ground, it's just one of those things. I don't think we should beat people up about that. But once you have some critical mass, if you remain that way, I think that's where you've got a problem. What do you think?
Well, the only caveat that I would add to that is we as business owners, and particularly for those of us who have employees, we've got to be mindful of the impact of our workaholism, if you will, on the culture and climate of the workplace. Just because we are working 80-plus hours a week, it doesn't mean that our employees need to be...
They're going to want to. Hold on to that thought. Sean Murphy and I will be right back, folks. It's 20 Tales. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.